Dan Veneman is the first head of a UN agency to visit Zimbabwe in 3 years. She says she saw a country that was broken, a country whose health care, water, and sewage systems had collapsed. She tells VOA she was very disturbed at the rapidity with which the cholera epidemic was spreading throughout the country.
When I was there, I said, this epidemic is not under control, and it's clear that it's expanding. So we have to address the cholera situation. There's a lack of healthcare workers. They're not coming to work because of the spiraling inflation. And so these are the kinds of issues that need urgent attention by the humanitarian community.
When Veneman was in Zimbabwe 10 days ago, there were 42,000 cholera cases. The World Health Organization reports that number has now gone up to 57,000, and more than 3,000 people have died from the disease. Last month, President Robert Mugabe publicly claimed there was no cholera in Zimbabwe. He has since retracted that statement. UNICEF Chief Veneman says when she met Mr. Mugabe, it was clear that he recognized there was a problem with cholera.
He recognizes that there's a breakdown of the water and sewer systems. He seems to place responsibility and blame on the international community for not supporting the country with the resources that are needed to address these problems.
Veneman says she does not share that view. She says there needs to be a shared responsibility.
The blame can't be placed only on the international community, but I think the country has to have leadership in addressing the problems, in dealing with the spiraling inflation that's creating the difficult issue of getting healthcare workers to come to work, to get teachers to come to work. I mean, this is a serious problem. Their systems are breaking down because people are in such dire need because the currency is virtually worthless.
Cholera normally is a preventable and easily treatable disease with a 1% fatality rate. The World Health Organization reports the death rate in Zimbabwe is an extremely high 5.7%. UNICEF recently appealed for $17.5 million to enact a 120-day emergency plan to try to contain cholera. Among its activities, UNICEF is providing people with access to clean water and better sanitation. It is providing medicines and nutritional feeding for vulnerable children and women. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.